Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. We talk a little bit about the markets here this week. And, I know we've said it the last couple, 3 weeks here, Roy, but these markets continue on their roller coaster, their roller coaster spree, if you will, up, down. And this week they actually had a little help going up with some USDA numbers, huh?
It did. The USDA report that came out earlier in the week was quite bullish for corn. The government reduced the projected carryover stocks of corn quite a bit, and so that put the corn in a real in a bullish situation fundamentally, even more so than it had been. The soybeans and wheat were basically unchanged. They had a pretty good day initially, right after the report, but after that they kind of sold off, and soybeans had a pretty weak run yesterday, and also, the day before they were up a little bit, and yesterday they lost everything they gained the day before. So nothing too surprising, as far as the beans are concerned, but here we set at $14 a bushel, so you can't say that the reaction was that bad, actually.
Yeah. And you highlighted the strength, especially in corn, and maybe that's a little bit of a flip flop, huh? Because we had seen a lot of strength in soybeans, and then the corn got the kick in the pants, huh?
Well, it seems like the things kind of take their turn. You're right. The soybean market had been real strong, and bullish scenario, and it's still a bullish scenario. The only thing is that we're going to have new crop South American beans coming online here before very long, and that probably has a tendency to maybe buffer the reaction a little bit. But you look at this potential corn carryover where it is and say we've got 6 months to go. We've got to survive on what we've got for six more months, and who knows where the top is. It's just people that are normally very conservative and have a tendency to be a little bearish or kind of scratching their heads and saying, well, I guess I better get on the bullish bandwagon because it sure looks like we've got some tight situations developing out there.
Sometimes on this program we talk a little bit about the historical trends, and you made a comment about corn and what it's usually doing this time of year, Roy.
Well, corn and beans both. Corn normally is flat this time of year, and soybeans, the average date for what I used to call the John Deere low is February 14th. Well, guess what? February 14th is the next trading day, and there isn't a chance in the world we're going to be seeing a major low on Monday. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be down today and Monday, but it's not going to be making a major low there for sure. If at the very worst, it's going to be taking a breather in a very bullish run.
Yeah. And we had some of this discussion out in Washington, D.C., the levels in prices that we're seeing now. That's going to be interesting when the end of February comes and goes and we start talking about setting our revenue coverage and crop insurance.
Right. The thing that's going to happen is that we're going to have a lot higher level of price protection in the corn and soybeans for our revenue coverage, but it's also going to be a lot more expensive in terms of the premium you're paying. The premiums are based on the price level of volatility and historic prices for the month of February, and so you want to be ready to pay quite a bit more for that same level of crop insurance coverage, but on the other hand, it's going to guarantee you a lot higher return.
Let's talk a little bit about basis. You made a comment about that, too, that even in all this volatility, what we call an indicator of true demand or real demand, that's been changing a little bit, too, huh?
Right. We've had an improvement in the basis, notwithstanding the fact that the futures has been up the basis has gotten quite a bit better the last couple of days. Basis on beans improved about a nickel here locally, and Cass County, the basis on corn has improved 3 or 4 cents, and to see that happen in the face of sharply higher markets or sharply higher futures prices is really also a bullish indicator, and the sign that the demand for that grain is real. And I personally don't see a lot of grain moving right now. Maybe that's a sign that the buyers are needing to lay in some inventories, and they're not getting them as fast as they thought they would.
You mentioned the South American crop, and I was reading a lot about how the La Nina weather pattern would mean dry conditions in South America, and that maybe didn't develop as deeply as some had thought. So I think a lot of the estimates are for, if not an average crop, maybe an above average crop, huh?
Well, it's hard to judge the size of a crop from the distance that we are here, but it seemed like the dry scenario was developing in Argentina, and that Brazil was holding together pretty well. And since that time, the rains have come and helped some of the Argentine crop, and Brazilian crops seems to be in great shape. So, you know, that maybe is going to take a little bit of the upward pressure off the soybean market. But even with good crops down there, we're still in a situation where we need to raise a big crop in this country in 2011.
Let's kind of wrap things up here this morning. Just some final thoughts. We've hit on a lot of different things. How does all of this affect our marketing plan?
Well, it's real hard to make any predictions, and I think the situation remains the selling increments. If you haven't done any selling now, boy, I don't think there's very many people out there that are sitting on 100% of last year's crop, but it's time to get something priced, and maybe take a look at pricing some new crop. The bids for new crop here are almost $13 on soybeans and close to $5.50 on corn. That's a little bit under the current bids, but still really good prices in relation to where we've been over the last year or so.
For folks that want more information from you, several ways to get that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the comments, and we'll do this again next week.
I will talk to you then.
Thank you much, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.